If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
It is Friday, 19 May, year of our Lord, 2022. This is episode 170.
Oh, my bad.
Never mind. Okay, let's try that. Okay, yeah, I was...
You were right.
Oh, no.
No?
Your date is wrong.
Ah, man. Shit.
So it is 19 May, year of our Lord, 2022, episode 170, season number 14. I am your host, Chingo Bling. We got producer Rob in the building.
People think they're gonna think that, like, do they fuck up the dates on purpose? No, it's not. It's
not. No. There's typos and stuff like that. Yeah. Blame it on the printer. Just blame it on my printer.
Did you start?
No, you printed on your printer.
That's true. But who always sets up the printers?
Rob.
Did they work? Did you try using it?
I think Marisol. Yeah, she shipped off some packages. Shout out to
fantastic
her
man.
Apparel. Yeah, man. So it is 19 May, year of our Lord, 2022. Tonight I am at Goofy's in New Braunfels, Texas. Woo, man. Good luck getting tickets, ladies and gentlemen. Legalized Freedom Tour, ChingoBling.com for tickets. After New Braunfels, we have, puta madre. Okay, Abilene, Texas, May 21st. Lubbock, Texas, May 22nd. Bryan, College Station, May 28th. Two shows, San Angelo, Texas, June 3rd. Odessa, June 4th. Austin, Texas, June 9th. We're going to follow up on that date, make sure. Mm-hmm. Albuquerque, June 15th. El Paso, June 16th through the 18th. So many more. Just hit up the website, chingobling.com. Do not get sold out. Legalize Freedom Tour. And shout out to all the members of the TIA, you know, the Tamil Intelligence Agency. If you want to join the TIA, hit up patreon.com/redpilltamales, and you could be an agent, get all the premium content, get access to the Discord, pick which level. Which tier you want to be a part of, whatever.
Speaking
works
of,
out.
I'm checking in on them right now in the Discord, and it is nonstop all day long. I don't know what they're talking about right now. Let's see. They're talking about Latinx and Chicanos right now.
Yeah, they always roasting each other, that's for sure.
That is 100% Latinx. Shut the fuck up, pendejo. Memes are always on fire. Silent Meme Jordy's in there right now.
Nice.
Interacting with everybody. Sometimes you click on a picture on the desktop and it's not as big as on your phone, so I can't see who they're referring to here. That's on this Chicano. It's like a Facebook page called Chicano Post.
Mm-hmm. What they put? It's like a repost.
John Baez is a Chicano musician. I don't know. I don't know what the conversation is about. Point is, you guys need to join in on this Discord action. I'm gonna mix it up here and start with one of the questions from our RPT questions channel. I mean, they were posting about the diesel, having us talk about that, which we did earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Dore tweeted something out that I think goes along with a lot which we've talked about this week already, and that's this right here. And you've said this ad nauseum for a long time now.
Confirmed. Biden voters equal pro-war voters. Congrats. And then he retweeted the New York Post, who said, Biden sending U.S. troops back to Somalia, reversing Trump pullout. Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's what we told you was going to happen, bro. It's Obama 3.0. Nobody wanted to listen. Everybody wanted to call us coconut sellouts. Oh, you want to be white and you switch gang school, fool. You were like Democrat, now you're Republican. Bro, I'm just pro-America. I'm pro-peace. I want a strong dollar. I want a strong economy. But hey, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just one of the smarter Latino comedians that's out.
President Biden signed off this month on a plan returning U.S. troops to Somalia and reversing former President Trump's pullout of roughly 700 troops from the East African country.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like we said this 2 years ago, again, that this is going to happen.
And the sad thing about that, brother, is that you know, China, I think, got all their mineral rights and stuff from Somalia. I think I saw something where basically we're going to have to send blood and treasure over there. Meanwhile, you know, China's over here, you know, in cahoots on the backside, on the back end, sucking up resources from that country. And probably it might be a proxy war. I don't know.
Quote, this is a step that rationalizes what was essentially an irrational arrangement that we inherited, we replied. It was irrational because it created unnecessary and elevated risk to U.S. forces as they moved in and out of the country on a rotational basis. In 2020, Trump ordered U.S. troops to withdraw from Somalia, and the Pentagon said the exit had been completed days before Biden took office in January of 21.
Now they're going back. So, Ricky Gervais, how do you say his name?
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
Dude, he's so funny. He's, I love how he just clowns on everybody hard. He's got a new clip for his Netflix special that I wanted to pull up for you.
Welcome to my show. It's not a show. There's no dancers or jugglers. It's basically a bloke talking, which is essentially what stand-up comedy is, isn't it? A bloke talking. Sexist. What about all the funny female comedians? Like, No. I'm not doing that. Okay, right. That was irony, okay? There's going to be a bit of that throughout the show. See if you can spot it, okay? Now, that's when I say something I don't really mean for comic effect, and you as an audience, you laugh at the wrong thing because you know what the right thing is. It's a way of satirising attitudes. Like that first joke, I use the old-fashioned sexist trope that women aren't funny. Now, in real life, I know there are loads of funny women. Like, I did it again. Well spotted. Good.
Hey, Netflix already made their announcement to the employees, like, hey, bitch, you might be working on some projects that you may not be cool with. Maybe Netflix ain't the place for you if you can't get down with the breadth of our catalog.
You went right to why I played this at the top of the show, because they did. I didn't even put it on the list, but I wanted to get into that because they released a statement to their employees saying, hey, if you get triggered, maybe this ain't your jam. Maybe you need to rethink where you are. This Super Mature, I think it's called. Super Mature, maybe, is the name of the special. Comes out this clip, and it's just like, look, motherfuckers, we give y'all a warning. Quit the shit.
Bro, newsflash. Netflix was like, newsflash, we are a for-profit.
We're losing money right now.
We're for-profit, and we're not just going to have pregnant men, nothing but pregnant men TV shows. So you're going to get a couple white boys with an opinion. So it's 2022, white boys still got an opinion, and they're able to tell fucking jokes, and we're America, and we can laugh and have a sense of humor, and we're able to talk about Bruno. We're able to talk about alopecia and Jada.
See, a couple of months ago, we probably were talking about this for, what was Chappelle's special called? Was it not Sticks and Stones? It was,
fuck,
whatever it was.
He's had so many
of them. I honestly didn't watch it all. I remember saying maybe they're just capitalizing on this loud squeaky wheel, you know, like all these companies. We were back in the day when we were talking about who's it, the Ben and Jerry's owner, that global company, Unilever, I think, or something. Unilever. Yes. Mm-hmm. You and I were talking about how all these companies, you know, operate overseas or wherever, come here, and they have they start sprinkling all these different, like, diversity and inclusion and whatever. Netflix does their woke shit, go woke, go broke. But in the interim, in the middle of all this debating going on and all this political commentary and culture war shit, they're making money from these people that are the loud squeaky wheel. And now that they've gotten so much kickback, stocks going down, people are canceling subscriptions.
Go woke, go broke.
Blame it on Putin, whatever it is. Now they're like, let's course correct a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you got the squeaky wheel factor. I don't know if like ESG score is playing a role yet or not. I don't know if like there's some CCP influence as to please go more woke, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, you know, it's like, I think one of the biggest factors is if y'all keep hiring these woke Marxist commie lefties straight out of college, you finna have a lot of sensitive ass people like the ones that worked at Spotify. And they're just like, I can't. Joe Rogan's on there and he's a white boy and he's saying shit and he's interviewing doctors and the motherfucker took horse paste and I can't work here. It's like there's a bunch of fucking crybabies that don't live in the real world. The real world is we have free speech. We can still say stuff. You know, you might get offended. You know, there's a variety of opinions. Not everybody has to be a commie like you.
Mm-hmm.
We're a for-profit company. And this is the real world we live in. There's shareholders, there's stocks. You know, there's a supply and demand. People are not happy with Disney right now. A lot of parents are unsubscribing from that goofy ass shit.
At least once a month, maybe once a quarter, I'll just kind of like sit and as I'm like researching stuff for the show or whatever, just kind of pop culture-ish type stuff. I look at cable and I look at streaming services and I just think like, what is the next, and we kind of talked about this last week, like what's the evolution of social media? We talk, what's the evolution of how people consume content? Like what's important to our audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any thoughts on like where people's attention will go to next as far as like how they consume their stuff? Because we've said
Neuralink, they just put the fucking news in the back of your skull.
It's actually not a bad idea.
The quote-unquote news.
Would you plug in?
Man, I honestly, bro, like, I'm a little weary. I'm going to have to pray about that one because I know they're going to make it attractive and it's going to be gradual. But the transhumanist thing, man, it's just a little like, you know, do you not want to be human? Like, how,
you don't want robot
how
legs?
Cyborg? Huh?
You don't want robot legs?
Like the grandma's boy? Yeah, I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Do you think these apps like Netflix, for instance, and Disney Plus are going to keep that? Like, that's where our attention's going to be, like these paid services? Because it feels like it's full circle, right? Like, you had regular TV and then cable, and then cable kind of like separated into all these independent streaming services. But then now you have like Disney has Marvel and Pixar and Disney and Nat Geo and all these kind of things on it. And then ESPN Plus has UFC and all the sports. And it's like...
Well, they're also under...
Well, they are under Disney, right?
Yeah.
But it's a separate app. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's a separate app, but still.
Hulu, Prime, like that. All these different one services now have like their umbrellas of like their network. It's another network.
Yeah, like Discovery has your Magnolia people. And then they have shows up under them.
So we're all paying $10 to $20 depending on the service, right? For all these things. Next thing you know, like, all right, I'm paying $100 again a month for my TV.
It's like cable all over again.
Yeah, it's like cable over again.
Yeah, I don't know, brother. I couldn't call it.
What about YouTube versus, like, we're seeing comedians release their half hours. I think Chris DeStefano just dropped one on YouTube.
It was on YouTube for real?
His might have been on Netflix,
I think.
Yeah. Who else was it? There was someone, I think Louis C.K. might be dropping his on Netflix. Mm. I don't know, but, like, everyone's doing that. You're obviously working towards doing a special on YouTube or, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, brother. I mean, I just think it depends on the comedian. First of all, man, you got to show them your shirt, bro, the Rob Yobi. Shout out to Jess Tier, one of the agents at Athea on the Discord. I went and checked the P.O. box, and I was like, oh, Rob has mail. Rob, let me see the R on there. Rob Yobi. Ahí está, más para acá, en la cámara, güey. Ay, mero, güey. Más para acá, más para acá. Rob Yobi, there it is. Shout out to Ryobi. They're not a sponsor, but they should be.
Not yet, but they will be. They just wait. Yeah, hashtag TIADIY in the Discord.
Yeah, and Jess Tier made that shirt for you, and she also made us the coconut plush. Yours is over there. Mine's is like down here somewhere.
Yeah, sorry, guys. It gets moved around.
For sure.
But moving on, you know, there's a lot of talks about teachers in schools and abortion. We've been talking about these subjects a lot. There was a libs of TikTok Arizona school counselor who arranged the drag show for students is accused of having sex with a 15-year-old student.
So there was a drag show at a school.
That she, yes, arranged.
So you could call it some grooming type shit, right? Okay, here we go. Libs of TikTok posted it. Arizona school counselor who arranged drag show for students is accused of having sex with a 15-year-old student. There's a flyer right there on the post for the drag show that they did on May 7th. It says, are you interested in being a part of the THMS first annual drag show? We would love to have you. Da, 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 da. We need performance, backstage support, marketing support. And then it's on the Tucson High _ drag on Instagram. It says, we are excited to announce Tucson High's first annual drag show. What's the obsession with all the drag shows in the high schools now?
Dude, I wish I knew.
And now that person, she's a former school counselor, has sex with a teen. Wow. Se llama Zobeya Brazil Vinic, 29, is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a teen student at Tucson High.
Sounds like a spy.
Yeah, sounds like some grooming going on.
Yeah. Do you ever have teachers like that in school? They were like overly like cool with
trying
their kids
to normalize stuff. Sometimes you'd hear like teachers making like a little slightly inappropriate joke where it's like, hey man, we're kids, bro. You can't be giggling along. Like, we get it and we think it's funny, but that's for us to laugh behind y'all's back. You ain't supposed to be over here laughing with us. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking creep.
Giggling and shit.
We were talking about on the last episode, Sav, you know, we've mentioned her a couple times now on the podcast. She was in Austin over the weekend. There was a really, really interesting video that actually we reposted on the What Did He Said page that went a little, you know, a little viral across the board.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness gracious. First of all, they're okay, first of all, don't nobody want to procreate with you, little mama. This girl got so much armpit hair, bro. Like, she got, like, however much armpit hair your dad had growing up, this little chick got twice as much. And, first of all, their little chant don't even make no sense. Nobody's forcing them to procreate. Nobody's forcing them to procreate. Nobody's saying you got to have a kid. Instead, they want to go out there and say, fuck the church, fuck the state, you can't make us procreate. All because somebody wanted to speak up for the unborn.
I think the argument is that, like, real true conservatives might say that the only reason for intercourse is to have children and a family.
Wait. That's the super, super right?
Yeah. And that's, and like, there
ain't no sex for fun.
Right.
You leave it in there every time.
If you want to have a family, you're supposed to want to have a family because you're supposed to wait until marriage.
And be fruitful.
Right.
Yeah.
They're taking it to as far, you know, like, we're going to hit them where it hurts. The far right, the only thing that we're supposed to have sex to have families.
And that's why they're attacking Catholic churches and all this, because they think that, I guess, the church is somehow, which for the most part, churches and church people are like pro-life. But these days, bro, you got the prosperity gospel people, like, they more worried about how they going to, you know, motivate you and keep it positive. Get that shmoney. So a lot of them are woke. A lot of them are like, we're the most inclusive. Like, have y'all noticed how many churches have like rainbow color stuff out in the front?
Man, and I haven't personally seen it in person, but
we saw one yesterday. We saw one yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one you go to?
No. No. We go to Second Baptist. They do not play.
Get it right.
Second Baptist is, they'll be up there talking about the gates of hell, and we will not let a handful of Marxists dictate how we live. Yeah, no, Second Baptist don't play that shit. That is the end of the teaser. All right, if you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content, so head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right? See you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sus.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.